What about, do you ever see people take corn and soak it in lye?
Are you talking about hominy?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't know. I don't know anybody that eats that for breakfast.
What do they eat for breakfast?
Mostly the great breakfast is bacon and eggs and toast and coffee. And what? juice first.
Uh-huh. What about grits?
Oh, well, they eat grits. Some people like grits, some don't.
What about you?
I love grits, but I don't eat it for breakfast. In fact, I went to a restaurant one time and I wanted some bacon and eggs and grits, and it was at noon, and the man said, "We don't have it at noon," said, "We only serve it at breakfast." It was downtown.
What's something that people, well, it's a grain. It grows in South Louisiana. It takes a lot of water to grow.
Rice, you don't know? Rice fields.
Okay. Does that grow in this area at all?
Not up here, no. It's those in South Louisiana. They have large plantations of it down there. Rice fields.
Is that around Lake Charles?
Yeah. Uh-huh. My son-in-law has a friend that has a big rice plantation down there. And he also has a lodge on it where he builds duck blinds, and he charges people so much to come down there and shoot ducks.
What's a duck blind?
A duck blind, they build them up in places and cover them with something so the ducks can't see the people there, and they watch for the ducks to land in the swamp. And my son-in-law just loves it, but Paul doesn't like it, his oldest boy. But Lee will go with him sometime. But Paul said he can't see it. It just doesn't interest him to sit up in that old cold duck blind and watch for the ducks to sit down, you know, get their food. You know, they fly into those. Of course, there's water down there.
Yeah.
Not where the rice has been, but down there where they get the water from.
Say something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils. You tell someone, would you just that?
Sniff it or smells good or something?
Would you tell someone to smell it or smell of it? What would you say?
You might say smell of it, or you might say smell it.
Just either one?
Huh, either one.
You say, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is...
real.
So this is
genuine.
Okay. And...
Or you might just, to be facetious, say this is genuine maple syrup. I've got some in the icebox, but I don't want any more. Mine came from New York City, Ithaca.
Say if you wanted someone not to wait until the potatoes were passed over to him, you tell him, now just go ahead and...
help yourself.
So if he went ahead and...
helped himself.
And I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already...
helped himself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thank you, I don't...
care for him.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
warmed over. It's left over.
Okay. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
chew it.
And you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat. He couldn't... what it...
swallow it.